I'm speaking with Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association, and we're going to be talking a little bit about the ethanol co-product dried distiller's grains, or distiller dried grains with solubles, however you want to say it. The easiest way is just call them DDGs. And we've got an event coming up that RFA is sponsoring along with the U.S. Grains Council that is called the Export Exchange, that's trying to get buyers and sellers of DDGs in particular together. Tell us a little bit about this event, Bob, and why RFA is involved in it.
Well, Cindy, we've talked a lot over the past couple of years about the impending blending wall with ethanol and the challenges that that is placing upon the industry. But the fact of the matter is, we've already run into a feed wall, because while domestic markets for DDG continue to expand, quite frankly, we've grown that market pretty rapidly over the past several years, and the opportunities for continued expansion domestically are fewer and farther between. So what we really need to do is to seize upon the opportunities that exist today to export DDG. And indeed, we are exporting more and more DDG these days. China has a huge appetite for our product, and all of that is good. But there needs to be a lot more that needs to occur in terms of education, in terms of getting customers and suppliers together. And we're real excited about working with the U.S. Grains Council on this event, because we think it's coming at a really important time in the industry. We think the economics are such that it's desperately needed, and we think the agenda that we've been able to pull together with the U.S. Grains Council is going to be very, very helpful for ethanol producers and those in the grains business that will be looking at these markets.
Have livestock producers grown to appreciate DDGs more over the last several years so that they really understand the benefits of using this ethanol byproduct?
Oh, absolutely, that's the case. I mean, it's highly concentrated protein, and it gives a great deal more flexibility to cattlemen in how they're feeding their animals. And, you know, we're doing studies all the time with folks on how to maximize the feed value of DDG. And there is more that can be done domestically, and all that is helpful. But, you know, it's cattle, pork, poultry. It is concentrated protein, and that provides a great deal of opportunities and flexibility for farmers and ranchers.
Well, even in the aquaculture market, I understand that DDGs are getting some attention.
And, you know, as there's more and more DDG out there, as people grow more comfortable with using it, they will continue to find new uses and expand additional opportunities. But truly, one of the untapped markets that is there is the export market. And when you see China in particular, again, expanding their pork production and their meat production as their economy grows, and they have a growing middle class, and they need to eat, and they need to eat well, and so that means more meat, and that means they need more feed, and that means DDG is a really important opportunity for them too.
Since RFA is a major sponsor of this event, I assume that you're encouraging ethanol producers to attend it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I would be surprised if every ethanol producer was not at this event, because DDG is marketing is so important to the bottom line of an ethanol producer. About 40% of your feedstock costs can be or should be recovered in the marketing of DDG. That has dipped over the past several years because we've saturated the U.S. market, and we need to build exports to get that the economics back. And we're doing that, and this is an important opportunity. But in addition to producers, I think you'll see marketers, you're certainly going to see customers from across the globe. The U.S. Grains Council has done a fabulous job making sure that there are going to be international customers available at this event as well.
And so we'd encourage everyone to attend, register for this event. It's the Export Exchange 2010, and it is being held October 6th through the 8th at the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place Hotel in Chicago. Registration available online now. I am Cindy Zimmerman reporting.